IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm now going to speak to Dr. Ronwen van Eerden, a healthcare practitioner specializing as an oncologist in Sachsenwald here in Johannesburg. Dr. van Eerden, thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Ronwen, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I've got to tell you, I don't know if they've done such a great job about that, because I was unaware that it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do you think that these events play their part in raising awareness as to the relevant issues?
Yes, I definitely think so. I mean, this month alone, I've been to the shops. There's definitely ladies out with pink ribbons trying to get everybody aware of it. I think also probably COVID plays a big part in us not being able to do as much campaigning. I mean, before there's usually big breast cancer walks, every year and those kind of things. So I think this year has been a little bit different in terms of what we have been able to do to get awareness out there.
Sure. I actually didn't factor that in, but that's kind of obvious if you think about it. Clearly, that's had a major effect. I see that the topic for discussion this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to it, we're going to talk about myths versus facts. Is there a lot of myths surrounding the issue of breast cancer?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think in terms of what type of patients breast cancer affects is a big myth that goes around. I think certain women or certain age groups think that maybe we just see it in a lot of older patients or older ladies. I think part of the myths to get out there is that it can happen to anyone at any age. I myself see a lot of young patients. So I'm talking about from the ages of late 20s, you know, up to the age of 80. But the demographic definitely has changed, and we're seeing a lot of younger people, especially in the ages of 30s, 40s with breast cancer. So I think one of the big myths out there is for women to be aware that irrespective of your age, it's always important that when there's a problem or a discrepancy or something wrong with your breast, to always keep it on the list of differentials.
Doc, how do you account for that? Is there any reason that you can ascribe to the fact that it appears to be affecting younger women?
So a lot of patients ask me that, and you know, there's not always a specific reason or a specific cause. I think it's due to lifestyle changes. You know, these days we have a lot of differences in our diets, in stress levels, those kind of things. So I do think that over the years, you know, what's happened with younger patients has changed a lot. So I think that that could play a factor. But I mean, all in all, every women's risk to develop a breast cancer in a lifetime is about 12%, and then other things play a role, such as family history, genetic factors, those kind of things. So I think it's important just to be aware that you know, anyone can be affected.
What age should young women start self-examining and having mammograms and the like? What would you suggest?
Yeah, so I mean, there's always a lot of controversy around what age groups and how often that mammogram should be done. I would say in general from the age of 40 is a good age, but I think self-examination should be start as young as age 30 and above. And then also to keep in mind your family history. So if there's someone in your family who's been diagnosed with breast cancer, and if they've been diagnosed at a young age, then often your risk is a little bit higher. So to always start a bit sooner as well.
Doc, when my producer told me that we were going to talk about the possibility of men contracting breast cancer, I kind of thought she was off the wall for a moment. I mean, I didn't think that was an issue at all. Is it?
Yeah, I think one of the myths also is that men cannot develop breast cancer. They definitely can. It's often, it's obviously not as common as women, so it's quite a rare entity. I do myself also have male patients who have breast cancers and are breast cancer survivors as well. I think with the male breast cancers, genetic factors such as hereditary genes play a bigger role, but it's definitely, you know, not impossible.
Absolutely fascinating. And I must tell you, for whatever reason, because this is Chai FM and it is a Jewish radio station, Jewish community radio station, lately in the press I've been reading a lot about the fact that certain sectors of the Jewish Ashkenazi female population are way more prone to breast cancer than other groups of women. I don't know if you know anything about that, but could you corroborate that?
Yes, so definitely. So Ashkenazi Jewish people do have a higher risk of breast cancer. Usually the association is also with like hereditary type of genes. So if you've got, if you're from that heritage and you've got a family history, it's important also to ask your doctor about genetic screening and genetic counseling. The other things as well, there's some other populations as well that do have higher risks in South Africa, such as the Afrikaner population, which not a lot of people know about or consider as well. But definitely those two populations at higher risk.
And just to try and leave it with something a little more positive, does the same adage still apply that early detection is key?
Absolutely. So I think that what ladies out there should know is that the earlier we diagnose a breast cancer, the better chance we have at cure. And that's a very important fact to say out loud, is that breast cancers, if they're early, they are very treatable, they are very curable. So while we make such a hype about self-examination and screening, because this is when it's our golden opportunity to cure these cancers. So if there's anything worrying on your breast, such as hardening, bumps, dimpling, redness, indentations, nipple changes, changes in shape of the breast or any discharges, you know, always to go and look for help, always get a second opinion. Sometimes if you go to certain doctors, it can be dismissed as something that's not worrying. To always, always have a high index of suspicion and always to go have it checked out.
So I think what we need to take away from that is on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ronwen van Eerden, thank you so very much for talking to us on The Overdrive here on 101.9 High FM.
More than a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. In fact, more than a pleasure. Very important discussion that was. Who knows? We might have just saved a life.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.